You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend.
Time to talk about celebrities and their love lives because it makes the regular people's drama feel way less complicated. Who do we have today?
Okay, you guys, today we are dishing on Tom Sandoval and his new girlfriend. What? Had no idea that was even a thing. The Bieber baby.
What?
Yeah, the Bieber baby. And why David and Victoria Beckham are our relationship goals forever and always. I just love them so much. Tom Sandoval is squashing breakup rumors in which I had no idea he even had a girlfriend. So what? Who knew? Did you guys know about this person?
Yeah. So she's hot.
She's so pretty.
She's a model. Yeah. She's exactly everybody's type. But so she's a model. She says she never watched the show. She even did watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Everybody's saying that it was a setup because Ariana has a new boyfriend and Tom
Who's
was
her boyfriend?
So
wait, he it's the same guy.
She's had a boyfriend since the week.
Yes.
After what happened was after she went to after the whole thing broke, she went to a wedding, remember? And then she met this guy at the wedding.
Yeah, they've been together for like a year. They've been together for like a year. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they didn't start dating right away. They hooked up. They like smooched at the wedding and then they became a thing. But it's always been long distance. I think he lives in like
New York, I think.
It's always been long distance. Yeah. So Sandoval, the allegations is that because Ariana had somebody and Sandoval was looking like such a fucking worm, right? And wasn't being portrayed as kind of lovable, that they gave somebody to just give him a little bit of clout. So they gave him somebody to seem like, oh, wait, she loves him. She's never watched the show. He's not a bad guy. It's just on the show. It's just if you know the show, then you think he's bad because you like are kind of getting swept up in everything. So, but then there's this whole thing with Billy Lee that's involved. Anyway, Jen, so what happened was these two dated, they take pictures, they go on like trips and everything. And then they do watch What Happens Live, which was only last week. And then as soon as the finale ended, apparently they all went out after Watch What Happens Live and something happened because the next day Billy Lee unfollowed her. She unfollowed the girl, Victoria. She unfollowed Sandoval and Sandoval unfollowed her. So now there's like a whole thing like, oh, it's because the show's over. They don't need to do this. They don't need to make him look better anymore.
Interesting.
Like, and she never even liked him because even Andy Cohen was like, so what do you think? Like, what do you think about what's going on? What do you think about the whole Ariana thing? And she's like, I don't watch the show. I don't know anything about it. Tom's great. And then he was like, well, how long have you guys been together? And it was so awkward because Tom looked at her. She looked at Tom because she's sitting in the audience. And she looked at Tom and went, three months?
She didn't know what the answer was supposed to be.
And Tom was like, three or four months. Like, it was so cringe. And like, we didn't go over that. You know
okay,
what I mean?
That does seem really suspicious, as though she's like a hired stand-in for his girlfriend. And they picked some pretty girl who's got a big following or people care about her and she's not affiliated with the show. Right. So I think that we asked the question, I think, like, how could she date somebody that has such a tarnished reputation, whether she knows him or not? At some point, she finds out his reputation's shit. She's going on Watch What Happens Live. Ariana keeps coming up in the conversation. It's not like you can avoid someone's past, especially when they're in the public eye. But like we said at some point about Ariana, like, how could you start dating Tom Sandoval when you know what he did to Kristen, when you've seen the show, when you can watch the show back, when you've heard about things? Like, you're choosing your own adventure, and the adventure has proven to be distrusting. But in this case, too, it's like, does anyone ever get a new, like a clean slate? Do they get to start over? Is a cheater always a cheater? Where do you draw the line? And like, I guess what's the weirdest part of all of this is not that, I mean, yes, that she chose to date him. That is weird. Why would you do that? There's a million people out there. But two, that she doesn't have her story straight, but went on TV. Was there no media training? I just never understand these things.
Look, it is also, you guys, you got to remember what it's like dating in LA, right? Is like, she could have been out at a club. Tom could have been there. And I don't know what it says on page six about how they met and everything. I don't really know that, but like, one of her friends could have been like, oh, that's Sandoval. He's like one of the most famous people in the world right now. Might be infamous, but he's still famous. You know, you should date him. And then she was probably, you know, LA people. They're like, oh, this person could get me seen. This person could get me in the mix. People might be talking about me now. You know, whatever they can to use as a step to get to like whatever their goal is, it was probably mutual.
Well, yeah. Also, there's the other added layer of women sometimes thinking they can change a man or be the one to
She doesn't seem like this kind of person. She doesn't seem like this. I understand what you're saying, but this girl seems so like aloof about all of it.
She reminds
that
me
it's
of?
Like
she reminds me of James Kennedy's girlfriend, who is also really aloof and just like, I don't know, it's fine. Like, she's very neutral about everything and she's super cute and she's pretty. And you're also like, why the fuck are you dating him? Have you not watched the show? Yeah. Have you not seen what a horrible person he can
be? Well, that right there is a perfect example because how she met him was that one of her friends dragged her to his DJ set and then was like, and then when they met, she was like, you should date him. He's James Kennedy. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
And he's like,
so famous is more attractive than having a solid character, but like that trumps that, it seems.
Yeah. I think
it seems that, look, it seems that, that it was a put together relationship, but who knows, man? Like with Tom and his girlfriend, they ran into each other. They met at Tom Tom. She obviously knew what she was doing at Tom Tom, but Schwartz doesn't care about that stuff.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Tom Schwartz has a girlfriend?
Schwartz loves everybody. Yeah, he's had a girlfriend for like 4 months now. She's like, he gets made fun of because she's like 24. But like, but he's really into her. I've only known him in a relationship with Katie, but he seems to like really be himself with her, which is great. But like, Tom doesn't care. Sandoval seems like he would like, you have to know who he is and you have to like kind of like fluff his ego a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In order to be in a relationship with him. What? So that's why when she's like, I don't watch the show, I don't know anything. That's a little bit more suspicious.
It's more suspicious because like, even if you don't watch the show, you are a human and other people watch the show. And there's no way not one of her friends has been like, you're dating him. Yeah. Why? What's wrong with that? Do you know what happened to him? No.
Especially in that age demographic. If she were older than him, then I could see maybe she would know more about the Real Housewives than the cast of Vanderpump Rules. But in this case, like, the 31-year-old absolutely knows who he is.
Yeah. And even still, Ben, but I mean, I guess without watching the show, I guess if somebody did just say he cheated on his girlfriend, it's like, okay, well, let's all remember that. The whole cast is all cheated on each other. And most people in real life have cheated. So when do you let that go? When do you let that reputation go? You know what I mean?
Well, apparently Andy talks like grills him about it at the reunion. And that's tonight, the first one, right? So we'll see what happens, like on what he says about it. We'll see. We're recording this before the reunion airs. So, you know, maybe something's revealed in the last couple of days that either solidifies their relationship or really says like, oh no, this was set up.
Well, speaking of reveals. Well,
I'm just glad she's single because she's fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Apparently they're back together again because they just posted a photo of him like biting her boob. So I don't know, but maybe you can swoop in there, Rob. But
no, I don't need to do that.
Speaking of reveals, there is a Bieber baby on the horizon, and Justin and Hailey Bieber, they're having a baby. They renewed their vows and on Instagram, and in this post, obviously she was wearing a very tight dress. It was also revealing that she is pregnant. And speaking of what people are wearing, could Justin Bieber have maybe gotten out of the sweatpants for this ceremony, the renewing the vows ceremony? I mean, she was in like a full lace dress with a veil, and he's literally in like a fleece and sweatpants. It's kind of like,
yeah, I'm not into his style,
but it's kind of like, fuck off, dude. Like, you, it's not like you can't afford to get any sort of outfit you want. You literally are too cool. Wait, guys,
that sweatsuit, but the sweatsuit he's probably wearing costs more than my wedding.
Oh, it's fine, but I'm just saying, like, you literally can't be bothered to put on something kind of nice. Like, clearly you're making this a thing. There's somebody behind you in a suit reading whatever the freaking vows are or whatever, and she's all dressed up, and you're planning to reveal these pictures on Instagram for all of your millions of followers to also see you that you're having a baby, and you literally look like you rolled out of bed. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like an old person, but fuck off. Like, put something decent on.
Well, that's the-
like, ugh.
I love it. This is the hill you're dying on right now. Because like, so Bieber is... me. I know, but everything he's done has been annoying. Like, I have enjoyed his music over the years, like, at certain points.
Same.
But, like, he's always been the douche that fucking drives a fucking, like, silver Lamborghini made out of mirrors. You know, like, he's always the guy that does something crazy that you're not going to tell Justin. Nobody, I don't care who the fuck you are, especially Haley, who her whole reputation is based off of whether she's with him or not.
I know.
So like,
that's what it kind of
like. So you think Haley's going to wake up in the morning and put something else on? No,
no.
He's not listening to
anything. No, I know. And that's actually, Rob, what kind of is the most annoying about this to me is it's an assumption here, but it gives off that vibe of like, she is just there for him and he is just in charge, kind of like, you know, that's how that feels to me. The not dressing up and showing up to this important moment, if you will, or maybe it's just fucking stage and wasn't important and there was actually no vows. Who knows? I'm just saying, like, it kind of makes her feel like an afterthought. And like, she's just like, yeah, her identity is him and his identity is him. That's kind of like how it makes me feel for them. And I just like, ew. But anyway, people were saying that Selena Gomez then.
Well, maybe she picked it out. Maybe she picked out this.
Maybe she liked it.
Maybe Haley Bieber's the one that dressed him. Yeah.
She might be really in charge. But people were saying that Selena Gomez was posting a bunch of like lovey-dovey pics with her boyfriend, Benny Bianco, which I'm sorry, but excuse me, what is going on there? After the pregnancy announcement, because she was trying to like, you know, look like she was all in this wonderful, happy relationship. And, you know, all of the past about them. I don't really about Selena and Justin. What do we think about the Justin Haley Selena timeline? Isn't there like a whole bunch of discrepancies about like him being with Selena and Haley and like crossover, and Selena was still really entangled in all of this, even right up until when they got married. Isn't that the rumor?
Some things like that. Like, I mean, there's always an alleged something, but like when people contact each other or come back into your lives, or when Haley and Justin met, I suppose, I mean, there are photos of them meeting as like kids, but then he was dating Selena and then Haley was always somewhere circling about and whatever. So,
well, there was a whole thing about Haley wanting to be like, there's still a whole thing about Haley like copying everything that Selena does. And wanting to be Selena Gomez, like to wearing clothes, to wearing jewelry, to starting her own cooking show in her kitchen. Like, there's so many things that Haley
her own does. Makeup line. Although Haley's makeup line is way more famous than Selena's, so I don't know. It all seems so childish. But back to the subject of having a child, there's a lot of articles out there about like why they revealed it now, why they got pregnant now, because they've been together for like 6 years, married. So. Because both have major health issues, they're like, better get started if we want to actually have time with our kids, because health is so precious. You really just never know.
Wait, they have like, what's going to happen? Issues? What is that?
Oh, Justin had this thing that would like paralyze his face. It's something that happened through
palsy. But a lot of people get that.
Yeah, but that's not an acute situation. That's not like a terminal.
Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah, that's just
it goes away.
Yeah.
But then she had like what, heart palpitations or something like that. I'm making that up. But something. She had something. He had something. They both had things. And so, and it was all in the span of.
Jen, are you saying they should hurry up? Or like, no, there are
articles.
Somewhere?
That all sounds.
No, there were articles about it. I just don't remember exactly what their health situations were. But there have been many things that have come up recently. And so it has propelled them to.
Well, how about also, they've been children this entire time.
Right.
So now they're finally getting into like a parental age. How old are they, by the way? Are they 30s yet?
30s?
I don't even hear. I'll see.
How old are they?
I'll see. But
yeah, because it also is like, why now? Well, maybe because they've gone through 30. The rocky parts of being it, like in a young. Okay.
Yeah, he's 30.
He's 30.
She is. Hold on. I feel like she's not 30.
He'll be like 20, 28.
Yeah, I was wondering about their timeline to decide too, because also her dad, she's 27. Her dad had posted something on Instagram recently saying like, please pray for Justin and Selena. Do you remember?
That was like 6 months ago.
No, it was Justin and Haley.
Justin and Haley. It was not 6 months ago. It was like in February. And I actually just read it. It was literally in like 2 months ago or something, or 3 months ago.
4 months ago.
But it was like.
Well, maybe that was because she was pregnant and they wanted to make sure the baby stuck or whatever, because that would maybe be first trimester.
It is weird. Why now? Like if they wanted to have kids young, why not before? Cause they have all the money and all the time.
Well, because they went through, but they also were going through a whole bunch of bumpy stuff, right? Like they were going through like breakup and not breakup and rumors and this and that. And they were both kids. And you know, maybe they saw fucking Kylie with like three kids and was like, fuck that.
I think people her age are having like her circle of friends are having kids. And we've also talked about this with Kylie having kids too. Like when you are young and rich, or mostly just rich, doesn't even have to be young, but you can speed the process of anything up and it's so much easier. You don't have to think about shit. If I'm J-Lo and I want to get married tomorrow, Mindy Weiss is going to throw me the best wedding that anyone could ever imagine with 24 hours notice. Cause I am rich and I can do what I want. Like if I'm Kylie and I'm rich and I want to have a baby, I'm going to have a baby because guess what? I can still fly on my private jet and go to Japan and the Bahamas and wherever the fuck I want to go because I have a staff full of nannies and chefs and people at my house that are going to clean it and pack for me and unpack for me. And I don't have to do shit.
Right.
So that is.
Of course. Right. Well, also just to clarify, Haley had a stroke.
She had
a stroke and was diagnosed with PFO, which I don't know what that is, but to round that out, she had a stroke. That's a real issue. And so again, how the timing of all of this, the money of all of it, their
weird.
Social circle.
The timing is weird to me too. I'm like, why now? If you were going to have kids young, be young and have kids, you could have done that like 3 years ago, but why now? It's weird. And then with the weird thing about the dad saying pray for Justin and Haley, I don't know. Something seemed odd to me, but hopefully it's not. And hopefully the baby.
Maybe they're doing the old school thing of like, because a lot of people were saying pray for Justin and Haley, or that when Stephen Baldwin said that, it was because of, you know, they're very religious. They don't believe in divorce, and that it was like that they were on the verge of getting
people
divorced.
Were speculating.
Maybe the kid's there to stay. Maybe the kid's there to save the marriage. You know, like maybe that's what their plan is now, because people do that. What about Victoria and David, what's going on with them?
Why are they goals? I think we can all agree. Did you guys see the Beckham, the documentary?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I know bits and pieces about their life.
It's very good. And obviously, if you're into sports and stuff, it's good for that aspect. But then there's so many other layers. So it's super good. They were married in 1999. Okay, so they just celebrated their 21st wedding anniversary. And they posted this beautiful montage of all of their photos on Instagram. And it goes back so long. And you're like, you feel like you went through the relationship with them because they're such public figures. But I just think, and especially watching the documentary, which clearly documentaries are very one-sided. But it was not really the main thing about the documentary was their relationship and about the things that David had to overcome and all the hardships that happened with him being so public and stuff. And she just was so supportive of everything. And especially when it came to like moving and traveling for all the different football teams he played for and stuff. And I just feel like it got us thinking all on this show, and me in particular, because I've talked about this before, how people throw in the towel so easy in relationships, especially these days. And I just think like they're such a good example of making it work through hard times. And like some of their hard times were more challenging than any of us will ever, aside from like health issues and death and things like that, which clearly are the worst. But like their relationship problems were hard. Like, and they fucking made it through. And it's like, it reminds me of the saying, it's only far if you don't want to go. Like, they want to go. They want to be in this relationship. So like, barring major moral deal breakers, they're like, they're no excuses. They're committed and they're like in it and they are cute together. And they like, I just think they're such a good example. And people need to think about that kind of a thing and use it for like, use their relationship for the good and not talk shit and just be like, look at them. They could do it. So can we. They're cute.
They are cute. I think also, like, to your point, it also gets easier to dissolve relationships when you have tons of money. It's also more difficult when you have tons of money, but at the same time, you end up with something. But in this case, they've got the kids and they continue to choose each other. They're both super hot. They could find anyone. It reminds me of Giselle and Tom Brady. Sorry to bring up Tom Brady again, Rob, but like, it's like this celebrity power couple that anyone would die to be with either of them. And then when, like, you see them split, it's sad, but then they recover quite quickly. In this case, these two are choosing each other. They're like Barbie and Ken, and they're great.
I feel like just little tail end on this before we wrap it up, but like, I feel like I think breaking up and divorce and like with celebrity couples and everything, I think it's more of an American thing than a European thing. I don't think we see it a lot in England. We don't see it a lot in Europe in general. You see people like really, like, look at Ronaldo and his wife and Messier and his wife. You know what I mean? Like, these people have been together since they were kids and they stick together. Now, maybe they have an agreement where they're fucking people, but they're like, we stay together because of publicity, because of money, whatever. But like, or maybe they really do just really love each other. But I think it's more of an American thing than a British thing.
Yeah, I think
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, well, thank you, Rob, for bringing that to our attention. That's a good point because this couple is very English. And guys, hope you enjoyed this episode of all of the celebrity news. Please continue to tune in to It's Complicated, where we talk more dating and relationshipy stuff. And while you're there, subscribe, rate, comment, share the show with a friend. And if you want to join the class of master daters, don't forget to follow us on social media at Complicated Show. You can also find me at Jennifer Golden on all the social medias.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias as well.
Bye, Gail.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.